Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom: Building a Stock Investment Portfolio. In this session, we're going to discuss building a diversified portfolio of stock investments. Most people buy stocks to earn returns that are higher than what they would earn on fixed income or cash investments. However, owning stocks involves risk, as we saw in the stock market of 2008. Your company's stock may fail to perform well, or the overall market may decline and take your stocks down with it. To reduce these risks and to try to maximize the returns on your investments, it makes sense to carefully build a diversified portfolio of stocks. There are no guarantees with stock investing, but here are four questions to consider. What portion of your investment assets should be in stocks? How many stocks should you own? How do you choose the stocks to buy? And when should you buy them? Asset allocation is how you divide your total portfolio into stock, bond, and cash investments, and this allocation will influence the overall return of your investment portfolio. Over the long term, stocks have provided the best returns with the greatest risks. Bonds provide steady income and should provide for the return of your principal on the maturity of the bonds. Cash investments, like savings accounts, treasury bills, and short-term CDs, have more liquidity and the lowest risks, but usually come with the lowest returns over time. Your asset allocation should be based on your time horizon and your tolerance for risk. Generally, the longer your time horizon and the greater your risk tolerance, the greater portion of your asset allocation you should consider for stock investing. However, you should remember that stocks do not always go up. This is especially important if you may need the funds in the near future for some other purpose, like the down payment on a home or funding a college education. How many stocks should be in your portfolio? There is no absolutely right answer. You should own a diversified portfolio that gives you exposure to the overall market, but not so many individual stocks that you can't do your homework when selecting them or not being able to follow them after you buy them. You should also have stocks in a variety of industries, so a slowdown in one segment of the economy does not ruin the return of your total portfolio. One rule of thumb to consider is to own at least 3 or 4 stocks in at least 4 or 5 industries. This will give you relatively broad exposure and keep you from being invested in so many companies that it is hard to stay aware of what is happening with each company. How do you choose the stock to buy? Again, there is no absolutely right answer. Thousands of professional investors and mutual fund managers spend their careers trying to choose the stocks that are going to perform well. Some of these people are more successful than others. Ultimately, the value of a stock is determined in the open market by what other investors are willing to pay for it. Their opinions are most likely influenced by how they think the underlying value of the company is going to change in the future. In other words, the value of stock in companies whose profits are expected to rise should be more likely to go up over time. Therefore, the key is to identify companies that are going to be successful. Unfortunately, that process is not easy. You may want to start by selecting industries where the future looks bright. Companies in those industries are likely to have the opportunity for increased sales and profits. For example, the outlook for growth in the healthcare industry is probably better than the outlook for the farm implement industry. The American public is getting older and needing more healthcare, while the number of farms is shrinking and the productivity of those farms is increasing. Then, try to identify the companies that you believe will do well in that industry. Competition is intense in all industries. Companies that are well-run, profitable, and gaining market share may be the leaders of the future. That is not to say that innovative startups are bad choices, just be aware that they may be riskier. Finding information on companies has gotten much easier over the past few years. Almost every public company has a website where you can find or request information. In addition, many popular websites have money or finance areas with useful information. If you have a relationship with a brokerage firm, you can ask for research reports or ask their opinion. Many public libraries also have reference sources you may want to check out. When should you buy stocks? It is easy to say, buy stocks just before their price goes up. Unfortunately, no one can accurately predict the short-term direction of the stock market or the future price of individual stocks. To deal with this uncertainty, consider spreading your purchases over time, perhaps 4 to 6 months. That way, you can avoid putting all your money to work at the top of a market cycle. If the market goes down, you will end up with a lower average cost for the shares you bought. If the market goes up, you will have missed some profits, but hedged your risk. In conclusion, building a stock portfolio takes time and effort. Have a strategy and do your homework. Even if you rely on an advisor, remember that it is your money and the results of your decisions will affect your future financial security. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.